1039 LI News Radio. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and listen live 24/7 at linewsradio.com.
Well, Suffolk County works because they do. Do so quite well without a contract. And do so quite well, by the way, even without a contract. That's the mantra. Dan Levler runs the show. Fine president of the largest independent union in the state. Talking about the Suffolk County Association of Municipal Employees. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Jay.
Boy, it's always great to have you. I always like to see you, though. But it's good having you on the phone, too.
Absolutely. You know, things never stop evolving.
Boy, I'm telling you, you've been busy. By the way, I want to commend the union. It's been a crazy couple of weeks out here in the county, the snowstorm and everything else. And I know many a member, Dan, was doing their jobs on that day, you know, getting people in and around the following day, the roads and everything. I mean, they were spectacular. And I know a lot of employees from AME were out there. So that's a great job by all.
Absolutely, Jay. You know, we had, everybody knows the guys that clear the roads, and they did a tremendous job. And there's a lot of work that goes in beforehand, making sure the machinery is ready before the storm even happens, making sure the materials are on hand. And that was a tremendous job done by all there. But we had a full staff at the medical examiner in case anything happened. We had people at fire rescue and the sheriff's office, you know, doing dispatch and making sure that if there were emergency situations, people were taken care of. The colleges were kept safe and cleaned up by staff over there. People at DSS handling, situations. It's a tremendous undertaking, and people, I think, understand the stuff that they see on their own, but there's a lot of people in government working to make sure that Suffolk County is safe during these types of inclement weather events, and we're fortunate to have them.
I tell you, you know, sometimes we take it for granted, you know, we get the storm, we expect everything to be passable as far as the roads, you know, the very next day so we can get around and get to our jobs and whatnot. And I think we take it for granted sometimes. You know, we have a lot of the highway guys on, and when we have the inclement weather, we go around the horn from East Hampton to Huntington pretty much, and everybody's out there. You know, everybody's out there 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning. You know, guys like George Woodson out in Riverhead. And, you know, it's Kevin O'Reilly over in Huntington, you know, doing the jobs. I mean, these are guys and their crews that just do such a – they just don't get enough credit pretty much, Dan.
I don't disagree. Each storm brings its own unique challenges. You know, this past storm – It was a powdery snow. The weather was kind of warm. It was unusually cold. So you didn't get the snow kind of forming in masses that were easy to move around. We got a lot of drifting. So there were areas that had a lot of snow, areas that didn't have much snow. When the wind shifted because of the cyclone effect, all of a sudden the problem, you know, would reverse itself on the other side of the street. So, you know, I mean, there was plenty of frustrations to deal with, and there are frustrations in any storm. These guys are very flexible and responsive.
No question about it. You listen to Dan Levler, of course, the president of the largest independent union in the state of New York, Suffolk County Association of Municipal Employees. Dan, give us the happenings going on as far as within. What's the latest? And what's happening as far as, if anything, regarding negotiations?
So with negotiations, we have a coming meeting with the county. We continue to make progress in some areas and try and, you know, tack down those sticking points, the things that, you know, they can't necessarily agree to or we can't necessarily agree to and find some sort of a compromise. It's important to get this right. So as much as I want to get it done, and I think as much as they want to get it done, once we put pen to paper, that's what the deal is. So we have to make sure we get it right on behalf of the people, you know, just like the ones I just described to you. Out there making sure that everything is safe and good for all the people that work and live and vacation in Suffolk County. So we want to make sure that everybody has a fair deal and they continue to do the great job that they do.
Yeah, no question about it. And, you know, without divulging any of the details, always tough to do when you're on the radio and, of course, you're behind closed doors with county officials. You're trying to bang out a deal for 8,000 members. You know, there's a lot on the line here. And a lot of people, you know, will sort of say, wow, this has been going on a while. But, you know, I kind of feel for you in the fact that I agree. You know, you have to get it right. It's a contract. It's going to be for a long time, a number of years. You want to make sure I's are dotted and T's are crossed properly. You want to make sure every part of a contract is pretty much very much understood. And then going back to membership to try to make them understand and agree, you know, this is not just, you know, a couple of yeses and nos here. There's a lot going on.
No,
there's healthcare. There's health care and everything. There's a lot going on, right, Dan, pretty much?
Absolutely. And, you know, I mean, again, when you talk about getting to a deal quickly, you can always get to a deal quickly if you're willing to agree with everything the other side asks for. But we have sticking points. I'm unwilling to go back to my membership and offer them a deal I wouldn't accept myself. So it makes it so that, you know, we have work to do. And I guess to their credit, they're doing the work, and we're doing the work. And you know, I don't think anyone's going to be happier when this is all said and done and out than myself, because there are many things that go on for AME, and this is just an aspect of it, but it is a very important aspect.
No question.
Lots to do, lots to stay on top of, and just to have this cleared up and have that question mark, you know, kind of out of everybody's head. They know what the deal is. They like it. And move on to the next thing.
No question about it. Talking with Dan Levler, AME president. And of course, you know, it's keeping the mindset in check. That's part of the job right now, I would imagine, for you and Michelle, VP, as far as just making sure everybody's in the right frame of mind, keeping everybody, you know, posted as far as the latest events, part of the negotiation process. You know, it's really kind of maintaining everybody's serenity here, to making sure that people understand the absolute importance of getting it right. And really, you gotta make the rounds. It's not, as you told me before, you know, you guys are out there, you know, more than any other union official, and I mean this sincerely, Dan Levler and his crew, they are out there. They're going around. They're making sure that people are in good shape. You know, there's a lot of financial concerns. You know, it's so tough to do a job sometimes when you have a lot of questions from a financial standpoint. And that's one of the reasons why you guys have always made the rounds here.
Absolutely. You know, and rumors don't really suffice. You know, so if you hear there's a problem over here, or you hear there's a problem over there, or you don't hear anything at all, when you get in front of people, you see them, they open up. They tell you what they're happy about, what they're not happy about, and it lets you know what your workload actually is. If you stay, you know, in the building and wait for news to come to you, you're not going to find out. So it's very, very important to just be out and get in front of people. And it's always great to go to a building and say, you know, no, everything's good here. You know, things are okay. But when you get to that building where there's a problem, there's something that you can deal with, well, that's a good thing. You wanna be able to fix those problems, and that's what we're here for.
We're talking with Dan Levler, AME Press. So, you know, in essence, as you've made the rounds, you've told me in the past, you know, a lot of people asking questions and whatnot, but people kind of stay in the course. I mean, they know, you know, when you're part of a union, you know, you have to know that, you know, the men in charge, the people in charge are doing the right thing. You know, I know a lot of these folks have a lot of confidence in you guys, and you kind of get that feeling, correct?
Certainly, Jay. And, you know, part of our I guess the way we handle things all the time is don't ask for blind faith. We don't go out and say, trust me, because we're from AME and what we say is right. We encourage opposing viewpoints. We encourage people to speak their minds, because that's when you'll get to the heart of the issue. And when people see that you're listening, that you're taking in their side of the situation and trying to come up with the best possible idea, they realize you're part of the solution and not the thing that's standing in their way. And that's been a long time perception, you know. When you're away from people, they don't get to see you. They hear about things secondhand. When they do talk to you, they don't feel like they're being taken very seriously. There's a disconnect. It doesn't feel like it's your union. It feels like a few people are making a decision, but this doesn't work without everyone and everyone's ideas and everyone's suggestions. And sometimes there are better solutions than the ones that we came up with, and we're more than happy to say that's the better solution, and we're going to do that, because at the end of the day, it's what's right. The best thing to get the job done.
No doubt about it, and trying to get the best deal you can for your membership. And I would imagine this, you know, as these new tax laws come into play, Dan Loeffler, you know, it kind of adds a little bit of salt as far as, you know, really wanting to get a deal done, because you know that people have concerns with housing and whatnot and property taxes. And, you know, this all kind of comes into play, but, you know, it kind of adds a little more incentive in order to make sure that people are satisfied from a financial standpoint, right?
Absolutely. You know, if a change in the federal law makes it more difficult to stay in Suffolk County, that's the case then for most of our members, because the AME average salary is around $46,000 a year. And with these changes in deductions and everything else, you know, there's positive talk on the state level about being able to combat. But until that's done, it's not done. And what is done is the tax law. And we're very concerned. We want to make sure that our members are able to not only work for the people of Suffolk County, but be able to enjoy some of Suffolk County also.
No question, and that's why these legislative sessions that will take place in Albany, you know, the governor, he's made some harsh statements regarding the current administration, but you're right, you know, we need to see some action here from him. No question about it, he came through with an executive order for allowing people to pay a portion of those taxes before year's end, but I think a lot of people look at Albany now, Dan Loeffler, is saying, you know what? We need some massive solutions here as far as how you're going to combat all this stuff. You know, how are you going to help the people of the rest of the state, especially here in Long Island, where more people are affected than anywhere else in the state regarding these taxes?
Absolutely. And, you know, that's part of our job as well. We have a presence in Albany. We're up there every week. I have an executive board officer that walks the halls and speaks with the assemblymen, speaks with the senators, make sure that they understand the position of our employees on particular items and how it would affect working conditions in Suffolk County and day-to-day life. And it will be an ongoing effort always, because if we're not present in government and we're not speaking from our point of view, people are left to guess. It's that same thing. You know, the legislators don't often have the time to do what we do up here and go out and see all of our people. They have many groups of people they have to see. So maybe they'll occasionally check in with our guys, but we do all the time. So that's why we're able to advocate, bring the information to them and say, hey, this is what's really happening. And on the state level, obviously, it's a little more remote, and things work a little differently than it does down here in Suffolk County. It's a different tier of government with different, I guess, kind of culture. But we have to work that as well.
Dan, before we let you go, you also will be involved in an electoral process of your own, correct, within?
Oh, yes. So AME is now in open nomination. Anyone who wants to run for this job can absolutely put their name in, along with anyone they want to, you know, kind of put together for a team. We're going to run with the team that we've been working with. Everybody kind of knows what it is they need to do and when they need to do it. And it, you know, the decision will be made in April by our membership. If they like the job we're doing, if they want to see some changes, if they want a whole, you know, whole new reset, this is all part of the process. And you know, anyone elected goes through this. And I'm pleased that my team is kind of confident and comfortable. They've got their heads down and they're working on the problems. You don't sense that insecurity sometimes that comes in to these things. So, all in all, it's just another thing that we deal with.
Well, let me just say this in closing, and listen, I'm kind of glad you're not in front of me right now because you'd probably turn beet red, but I will say this, I mean this 100%. I've worked with past presidents and whatnot. I've met many union heads. I know a lot of members within AME, and I can honestly say there is nobody, and I mean that, underline that 100 times, nobody valued more at the president's role of a union than Dan Loeffler. And I say that sincerely. And I'll say this why. A lot of people say, well, why do you say that? You don't have a contract. Why do you say that? Because this guy is nonstop. He cares. He actually cares about his membership. And the reason why the contract is not in place is because he wants to get it right for 8,000 plus. Okay? He doesn't just want to agree to a deal because it's a deal. He wants to make sure that every member is satisfied. And Dan goes about his business better than anyone in the business. He always has a shirt and tie on. I've seen him walking in Walmart or Target, whenever I saw you, and you're still working there. I mean, listen, here's the thing. Loeffler gets it done. He's respected throughout. He's nonstop. He never takes breaks. And he's going to make sure. And listen, I say this sincerely because I mean it, so.
Jay, I certainly appreciate the kind words. You're in a position to see kind of how busy I am. And, you know, people sometimes stop by the office and they're like, wow, it's nonstop up here. Yeah, well, it's certainly a busy job. But that's what the job is. I mean, things could be different. At any point in time, someone else could come up here and decide, you know, the way I want to run this place is I'm going to put my feet up and just relax. That's not how I approach the world. So, but I certainly appreciate the kind words and the recognition. We're going to keep at it. And, that's the name of the game.
All right. Well, listen, when the contracts are signed, the I's are dotted, T's are crossed, you and I will have a little party of our own. How's that? Okay.
Very good. Very good. Very good. Thanks again.
Thanks for a few, my friend. We'll see you in-house next time.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
There you go. Dan Loeffler, AME president, the president of the largest independent union in the state. Really does. There's nobody who works harder than this guy. He is out there. That's why a lot of times when I go to the office and, you know, just pop in, say hi, he's never there. He's out. He's out basically making the rounds, and that's what he does. It's just an unbelievable work ethic he has. Remember, Suffolk County works, folks. You know, a lot of people don't realize behind the scenes, Suffolk works because they do. We say it all the time. Meaning the workers of this union, and do so quite well, even without a contract. They're still doing their job, still getting the snow off the ground, and still helping kids cross the street, and still taking care of you in the hospitals and everything else. That's all comprised of this great membership.